But when we finished the interview, he wanted to show me a spraying of water on his brother's place. So we got in the car and drove over there. It was a beautiful spring. But his sister-in-law came out and they visited, and it was Ewans and Williams. A whole bunch. It just tumbled out because he was in a familiar environment.
I wondered how much difference that made. Probably.
It's quite important. But he was very careful with them. It surprised me because of the rest of the stuff he just relaxed on. But evidently somebody had said, now don't say that. But he's just as good as you all, I guess. Same sort of thing. He gets past that finger and furrow. Well,
I know a person says things, though, just unconsciously that maybe he knows that isn't right at all.
Yeah, but it fits.
It just comes out.
Fits the pattern in his community, mm-hmm. or?
But if a person asks you a specific question, well, you're stopping and thinking, man.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Yeah, and that of course is misleading too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's say a boy has been whittling and his knife slips and there's a slash on his finger. And somebody says, who cut him? You say, nobody cut him. He cut
himself.
Uh-huh. If there are two boys with this, you say they cut
themselves.
Uh-huh. If there's been a big shindig and you didn't get to go, but you want to find out about the people present, what would you say to somebody?
I want to find out who had gone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'd say, who was there?
Mm-hmm.
Who all was there?
Mm-hmm. And if you want to find out about all the things that they did, what would you ask?
I'd say, what all did they do?
Well, that's where we started. Let's see, if you have a recipe that, say, calls for 6 pounds of flour and 3 pounds of sugar, and you want to cut this in half, how does it come out?
We'd have 3 pounds of flour and a pound and a half of, what was it, sugar?
Mm-hmm. And let's see, meat and bread and things like that, you say this is?
Staples.
Uh-huh. And this stuff that we're going to pour on our pudding and stuff,
Syrup.
You just like that. What do you do when you grind up apples?
Yeah. Grind up apples?
Yeah, you grind up apples and put spices in them. You say you made what?
Applesauce?
Uh-huh. You sneaked up on him,
yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Are
you trying to get that word?
Is that what you was trying to the other night to get me to say for so long?
Sauce.
That was when we was having cobblers and pies and puddings. And
well, we're going to come back to another one here. What did you do at 20 minutes after 6 tonight?
20 minutes after 6, yeah, well, that was eating supper.
Mm-hmm. So you'd say at 20 minutes after 6, I
ate supper.
Mm-hmm. What would you ask me if I came up to the door, say, at 20 minutes after 6?
You said, would you come in and eat?
Or, would you just say that to me, or would you?
I'd say, well, come on in.
You'd say, no, I'll go back and set the car to the radio.
would you say, have you
eaten?
Uh-huh. And let's get back to this glass of water. Let's say you go get a glass of water and come over here with it, and I say, what have you done? You'd say, I
got a drink.
Well, let's say this is for me.